This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an empowering series titled Eternal Life. Yesterday, he explained that eternal life is a lifestyle of obedience to God's word. And to manifest the word of God, we need meditation. Today, he speaks about revelation and then shares the fourth characteristic of eternal life, a life of faith. Let's join in.
So you're talking about eternal life, as is the word of God. And the first step to really manifesting it is what? Meditation. That's under the word of God. Number two is revelation. Tell somebody revelation. You know, you can read the word of God, but you will not get any revelation out of it. The word revelation, it means to uncover that which is hidden. The word of God is a mysterious book. You can read it and not understand it. Luke 8:10, Jesus said to his disciples, "And to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom." You know, Jesus said, if you were in his church, you will not be happy with him. Because every sermon he preaches, nobody understands it. And when they close, he went to explain the sermon to only 12 people. But the thousands, nobody understands what he's saying. We are preaching for people to understand. He was preaching so that you won't understand. That's why you can read the scriptures. You read Nahum and you are sleeping. Some of you have never read the book of Obadiah before. Obadiah, never. Every time, John. And Psalms. Do you know why you don't enjoy such books? Because the mysteries have been locked. That's why. There is no book in the Bible I've not read, and I enjoy each one of them. Obadiah, Nahum, Haggai, Amos, Habakkuk. I love all of them. I can read and I begin to clap. Why? Because the mysteries have been opened. May God open mysteries unto you. Revelation. So it's not just meditation. Now God must also reveal himself to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 15. Let's read the scripture. It's talking about the word of God. Listen to what it is. Even unto this day, when Moses is read, when he says Moses, he's talking about the five books of Moses. At that time, Paul, they had only the Old Testament. The New Testament hadn't come. So Paul is referring to the five books of Moses. And he says, even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. The veil is a curtain. When you're in your room, you draw the curtain so that people cannot see into the room. So God also has a spiritual curtain that he draws over the word of God so that you just can't see it unless those who are serious. Nevertheless, let's continue. When it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. In other words, the things that prevent you from understanding the mysteries of the Bible and God's word, only the Holy Spirit can reveal it to you. I can preach, but the Holy Spirit has to reveal it to you. That's why you can preach about prosperity, but still a lot of people will be poor. You can preach about healing, but still some people will not receive their healing. You can preach about faith. Some people will live with even more unbelief because the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit, has to draw the curtain before you can see. When it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, what Lord is that? 17, it says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's not liberty to shout, scream, and misbehave. It is liberty to see into the mysteries of the word of God. That's what it's talking about. You see somebody say, where the spirit, there is liberty. They say, yeah, yeah. No. That's what it's talking about. It is saying that God will grant you access into the mysteries. Today, may God open your spiritual eyesight into mysteries of the kingdom. Yeah. Verse 18. Then he says, after you have revelation, we all with open faces. You know, not in the Middle East, they use cloth to cover their face so that you can see properly. So what this means is that the cloth that is covering your face so that you can see, it will be taken away. So it says open face means that that cloth or the veil will be removed so you can see clearly. We all, with open faces, beholding us in a glass. So what it means is that the word of God, when you read it, you don't have revelation, it looks like concrete. But when revelation comes, it looks like now you are looking through a glass. Now you can see through. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory. That's when you begin to enjoy eternal life. Revelation. May God grant us revelation. You know something about life? I heard that you don't need many keys. God can give you just 4 revelations your whole entire lifetime. And it will carry you till you die. Just about 4. You don't need many keys. 1 revelation is enough. One thing that used to confuse me was the Holy Spirit. People say it's a fire. It's a wind. He is this. He is that. Then one day I was praying. I had a voice. The voice was calling me. 3 a.m. Kakra! Kakra! He said, do you know who I am? I said, who are you? He said, the Holy Ghost. Then I said, Holy Ghost, who are you? He said to me, I am the ghost of Jesus. From that day, I understood who the Holy Ghost is. He is the ghost of Jesus. Suddenly, the Holy Ghost became real to me. And from that day, when I'm going to preach, I'm going up. Literally, I can feel somebody else walking with me to the pulpit. So when I stand, I say, God is going to do something wonderful. I'm very happy. God, I know that the one who is standing by me, he's going to do it. When you go to a restaurant and you are not responsible for paying the bills, you eat freely because you know that the one who is with you, he's going to pay it. It's the same. You make big orders, bring a new eye, bring a new heart, bring a new whatever, bring a baby because you know that you are not going to pay for it. He is going to pay for it. Revelation. Change my life. Change my life. So God's word can change your financial life, can change your marriage, can change your prayer life, can change your problems, can change everything. But we need to meditate on it. And after meditation, we need what? Revelation. Hallelujah. Are you going to walk in eternal life? Number one is a life of what? Holiness. Kozanta kobakaba. Number two is a life of what? Power. Number three is a life of what? Obedience to God's word. Eternal life. Number four is a life of faith. That's what it is, a life of faith. Hebrews 11:6. The just shall live on single spine. Double spine, overtime, bonuses, dollars, pounds, CDs, connection. The just shall live by faith. That's the life of God. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's the life of God. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, in verse 3, let there be light. And there was light. It's a life of faith. If you say eternal life, be a man and a woman of faith. It is very easy to live your life according to your salary. Very easy. It is very easy to slip into a life of faithlessness because you pay your bills. You have clothes to wear. You go to work. You can pay transportation. You come to church. You hear a sermon. You go home. Your food is waiting for you. It is easy to be a Christian and not live by faith. That is one of the easiest things to do. Especially when you can control everything around you. Very easy. I know many Christians don't need a life of faith. Because at a certain level, your faith must be confrontational. Many people are waiting for a problem to come before they exercise their faith. But at a certain level, you must go to the problem so that faith will be ignited. It's a life of faith. Believing in God. Let there be light. And there was light. Do you have a problem? Be a man of faith. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God. Faith. Confrontational faith. Active faith. You can't pay your rent. Believe God for free accommodation.
Me, I don't know. I can't pay my rent. You see, I don't know where I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay with my friend and the sister for about 2 months. And after, we'll see what we'll do.
Listen. Believe God for free accommodation. How come you cannot believe God for a car? If you can't believe God for a car, you'll be working for the rest of your life. It's a life of faith. You are unemployed. How come you can't believe God to start something on your own? It's faithlessness. You are living in sin. How can you cannot believe God that you can lead a holy life and God will take care of you? It's a life of faith.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that eternal life is a lifestyle of faith.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekre Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekre Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/Kakrabading.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakrabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakrabading Air Power. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakrabading. It's that simple. Kakrabading Air Power app. On the go with a word.